What's going on in my ears when they pop after a flight?
So James has obviously been off on his holidays, and when you come down in the aeroplane, you do feel your ears doing funny things. So what's that all about?
So that's a pressure thing that's going on there. If you think of how the ear works, from the outside of the ear, there's a small little ear canal which takes you to the eardrum. And then the other side of the eardrum, you've got what we call the middle ear. Now, in order for the hearing to work properly, you need an equal pressure on either side of the ear. And that way the eardrum will vibrate when the sound waves hit it, and that'll be taken through to the inner ear where the hearing happens. So when you go up in a plane, for example, the plane is, although they're pressurised cabins, they're not fully pressurised to atmospheric pressure. So as you go upwards, the pressure within the cabin drops off a little bit. That causes your eardrum to gradually bulge outwards because the pressure within the middle ear is higher. Now, your body's way of resetting that pressure difference is to open up a little tube called the Eustachian tube, which runs from the middle ear into the back of the nose. And we open up that tube by yawning and by swallowing. So what you notice in a flight is as you go up, your ears might begin to hurt a little bit. You swallow, you yawn, maybe you pinch your nose and blow, and that opens up these tubes, equalises the pressure, and that usually relieves the symptoms. Same thing when you come down again, your ears get used to that slightly lower pressure. And as you come down again, same thing happens, but in reverse. That time you're letting air in. Interesting thing is that children, or babies in particular, and kind of children toddler age, their tubes are relatively much smaller and open much less than an adult, which is why it tends to be the young kids on the flight that are crying when you go up and go down rather than the grown-ups, or maybe they've just tolerated a bit better.
It's a similar phenomenon when one dives into a swimming pool and swims very deep or goes scuba diving. If you go scuba diving on your holidays, then you may feel pressure in your ears and you blow down your nose, holding your nose, and you can equalise the pressure that way. It's the same phenomenon, isn't it?
It's the same thing, but obviously with water being so much denser than air, actually, you can achieve much greater pressure changes just by, you go up in an aeroplane, although you're going to 36,000 feet, because it's pressurised, that pressure drop is kept fairly modest. If you go diving about 14 metres underwater, there's enough pressure there that you can, seriously damage your eardrums unless you know what you're doing.
Jane?
Yes, I was just going to ask, I know they often hand out a boiled sweet, don't they, just before you land on a plane?
It depends on your airline, I think.
Yeah, well, yes.
It's your
where you're sitting on
too
the plane.
Airline, Jane.
I've never found that helps very much. I find the yawning is much easier to make your ears pop. I just wonder if the little bit of swallowing you do probably after a boiled sweet does anything, or is it just bad for your teeth?
I think swallowing helps. It opens it up again, but I don't think it's nearly as effective as holding your nose and having a good blow to open them up.
Bad for your teeth, great for your dentist's wallet.